the Supercade fun.
It's Saturday Supercade, Super Arcade Edition of the Space Game Junkie on Saturday podcast, because it's Saturday. Do you think people know that we're doing this on Saturday?
I told them.
I went on
the social medias and I told the peoples and I changed the thing on the calendar on the website.
Well, I think you've done enough. You've done your, you know.
Yeah, I think I've done.
If they don't know, it's on them now.
I've done my due diligence, I think. I feel like I have indeed done my due diligence.
Totally.
Welcome everyone to the Space Game Junkie podcast. As Jim was saying, I am Brian. That's Jim. And we're doing a special Saturday edition because we've had some issues lately. Last week,
internet.
Last week neither of us felt up to talking about Battlefront 2. I don't know why. We talked about it. And we were like, yeah, we'll have some fun.
What actually killed it was the fact that they broke the Battlefront 2 multiplayer since we played it last time.
We could have used Game Ranger, but that's
Yeah, like I don't want to screw around with that because then you have to establish a session and whatever, right? So it's not like you can just jump into somebody's ongoing game or whatever. It's
doing
it with friends, and that sucks.
So that wasn't as fun. So we decided to screw that, and then we're like, I don't know what to do, so we just didn't. So I thought we've been enamored a lot with Elite Dangerous lately because it's – even though it's very incomplete, I mean it's missing – if you look at the forums, they have all these design documents in there where they have what they plan. And it's missing, like, the game is, like, missing 90% of what they're talking about. Like, there's barely any missions. Trade really isn't dynamic right now. Because you can do the same route back and forth, which I've been doing. And eventually you're like, I'm done. So I thought, why don't we talk about some Elite clones, like Elite, like actual Elite, like open source clones, for people who might not want to shell out $75 for an incomplete game.
Yeah, so
unlike some of us.
Yeah, so our first selection here is Ulite.
Yeah, we're gonna kind of go
source.
Yeah,
they tried to basically do a remake of Elite and did it pretty accurately, actually. And then there's a lot of plugins and stuff that you can stick in there to. Because honestly, here's what I'm finding is that I was tolerant of the primitive nature of things back in the 8-bit computer days, you know, when I was loading games off a cassette tape, because I didn't expect, like, the game shouldn't have, like, a stock market spreadsheet in it. It shouldn't have, you know, like, all these things. But, like, playing remakes, even, of the old games is convincing me that they are really too primitive. That's kind of where I'm coming from on this, because, like, in Elite, it's standard fare that you're going to have, like, a select next target, select previous target. If there's something on the radar, you should be able to select it. Not so in Ulite, right? Because you have to actually center them in your crosshair and hold them there for a while until the tracking computer says, oh, it's this kind of ship.
Oh, so, there's something there,
yeah,
by the way.
It's kind of weird, you know? So you're very dependent. Weird. You're playing the game, basically, you're flying the radar display.
Yeah.
Not so much the other way.
And I never played the original Elite. We're talking about this. I only played, like, Elite Plus. And one thing, when I tried playing Elite back in the day, or Elite Plus, I got bored eventually. I didn't want to do just trade runs. Because I've mentioned this before. I'm all about, like, going to, like, the mission computer and, like, finding a mission. Even if it's, like, I think you just ran into the navigation buoy.
No, that was actually the ship from Futurama. That's one of the mods that I stuck in here, is the Futurama guy.
So I didn't know at the time there was a plot to Elite, and if you play long enough, you eventually start getting these plot missions. I didn't know that. I got bored and moved on. So I didn't play a hell of a lot of the original Elite, and playing Ulite reminded me a lot of why I didn't play the original Elite, because
yes.
Because one, it's clunky, and this doesn't, this Ulite thing, I mean, the thing I like about it are the extensions you can download for it, which is, like, guys, there are, like, hundreds of mods for this thing, little tiny mods, and you can download them right within the game, and they do things like, you know, add more docking options and add other ships, like the Futurama one Jim was talking about. So they let you add flavor to the game, but the base game is still, like, oh, I'm just going to fly between these two stations and hope no one shoots at me while I just move cargo back and forth.
Yeah, and again, you know, I could take that, except that whenever you fly between the stations, it is absolutely unforgiving and brutal about the pirates because, well, I have this ship and it has no upgrades and I have like a little like pinprick of a laser right now. And,
you have
and
little,
I can't
sur- little one,
yeah,
little
I can't,
1 megawatt.
Yeah, I cannot survive anything. All right. Like there's no hope to destroy any kind of other ship at that point. And then when the game starts out, you jump, like I just took this mission here and I have to jump. I took the one that of course pays the most money, which is going to be like $400. And I have to jump at least twice, maybe three times to get out there. But you have to dock and get fuel every time, right? And the docking, I've heard people talk about like, oh yeah, docking was such a bear in old Elite, right? Not so bad here because I got a twist joystick now. You know that,
yeah,
that technology
is
invented.
Back in the day, we did not have twist joysticks.
Yeah, so I could see doing this completely manual with like a wiggly joystick would be tough. But still. All right, so I've just jumped into this Riorte system, right? And then I'm going to start hauling ass because I have – well, you spend so much of the time in this game mass locked, right? And that's like anytime there is anything else on your radar, you can't accelerate time at all, right? So you're stuck. And that means anytime you get pirates on your scope, you cannot escape because they're – unlike Elite Dangerous, there is no afterburner. In this,
yeah,
maybe you can buy one later, but I don't have such
sure.
a thing, right? So if there's pirates, you're gonna fight because you can't possibly get away, and I don't have any cargo to drop. So you know, so this first run is really the make or break on whether you can continue to play the game or not, or you're just toast, right? So if you don't meet any pirates, if you're so fortunate, then you're fine. If you happen to meet some pirates, well, you might as well start over. Because you're going to die.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
I mean, that's not too unlike the original Elite, you know, honestly. But at the same time, the original Elite was also kind of brutal.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And back then, you know, games were hard, right?
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I've kind of lost a lot of tolerance for that.
Oh, me too. I don't have the time or the patience for that kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing here is when you jump in, see, I'm mass locked again. Oh, a bunch of ships. I hope they're not coming to kill me. Oh, shit. Oh, they're talking to somebody else, not me. That's good. Run away. Yeah, so that planet is in front of me. And very much like Elite Dangerous, where you have that little crosshair radar, right? And it's got a dot. And if you center the dot in it, you know you're pointed toward the planet. Once you get close enough to the planet, that turns into pointing toward the space station. So there's no way to know where the space station is until you get very close to the planet. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you orbit around it. Oh, gosh, they're coming my way. This is not good.
There's a lot of them, too.
There is a lot. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know?
Fire every missile you have, even though you probably don't have the money to replenish them. Fire every missile you have.
Well, no, they destroy my missiles because they have ECM. As soon as I launch the missile, it's like, boom, gone.
Shit.
Yes, and they are way faster than me. So, yeah. Oh, they are talking to me. Son of a gun. All right, see, so I'll fly over here because we have to entertain the audience. Oh, man. A lot of shooting going on. And I can't just lock somebody, right? So, all right, target, fire a missile, and my missile's destroyed, and I'm dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. It's like
about.
It's like a Pink Floyd laser light show going on right now. That's what I'm seeing.
It's
quick, there's your missile.
I wish
Oh, shit. Yeah, now I'm seeing them shoot down your missile, and you're dead. Yeah, oh.
Yeah, it's just like, that can't be done.
I wonder if there's a plug-in to, like, make the pirates easier.
Yeah,
make the
no
pirates.
Doubt.
There probably is.
There has to be something, or at least give me like a better ship to start with, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean the Cobra Mark III is not a bad ship, but at the same time, it's so under equipped when you start.
Yeah,
that's the problem, and you have like no money.
Right. So what are you going to do except take a delivery contract, right? Because you can't buy any cargo to start trading cargo. They start you with $100. And that's not going to really go far. That's enough to buy fuel to get you where you're going. So anyway, I come out. The planets look kind of nice, right? It's not bad. The stations look pretty good. You know, that's an improvement.
Yeah, graphically, it is a nice update from the original. I mean, it's not Elite Dangerous, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, it ain't bad, though. You know, one thing that I'm noticing, though, is that my options for graphics and stuff do not stay set between, you know, like if I die, then I have to go back. Like
really?
Pause and then F2, and then I had the gamma set to 1.6 so that people on the stream could actually see things in space other than like I'm staring at something black. And but anyway, so I go to game options, and oh god, the gamma is back to 1.0. All right, so that's how that is. You know, there's some issues. Now people on the stream can actually see there's clouds in space and not just black with stars. But yeah. All right, see, maybe I'm far enough. Oh, no target set. All right, so I have to go here, and then I'll pick the furthest planet that I can go to and hit hyperspace. So they call it witch space. I don't know if that was actually the terminology in the original game.
I don't believe it was.
Oh, that's kind of an interesting name for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is all I did is do trade like this, and it's okay. But for some reason, I don't know why. I mean, I love doing missions, like I said, and there are some missions in here, but they just feel really too basic even for me.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like they're the same missions you might find in Privateer, but they just don't feel like they have any flourish.
Right?
And maybe it's I think it's because the universe just feels so stale to me. I mean, it doesn't
it's like you see other ships and stuff, but there's really not a lot of interaction unless they're going to shoot at you.
Yeah, I mean, the same is, I mean, it's true. It's kind of true of the other games as well, but it felt a little more fleshed out.
Yeah, now this is the thing, though, that I wish did go on in Elite. See, as I'm flying to this planet, it's like, oh, there's another ship here, and it drops me out of warp, and now I have to deal with the fact that this other person is here, right? And,
yeah, you gotta wait. You just gotta keep moving.
Yeah, gotta move away from them, and then you can re-engage your stuff. And I think that would be good for multiplayer because that would give you some multiplayer interaction. You know, you would at least see other people.
Yeah.
But the way that they've currently got their what the hell do they call it? Super crews working.
Yeah.
Is that everybody's in their own private bubble and you can't interact. You might see somebody else's out there, but you can't do anything about it. And
they are gonna change that, I read.
Well, they are, but the thing is, though, like the ships move around really fast in that, and if it was a thing where like two ships got too close to each other and they both dropped out of super cruise, fine, that's great. That's the behavior that I would like to see. Although I think people could kind of get frustrated because it's like, damn, I'm in super cruise. Oh, now I'm not. All right, so then I got to cruise, and then, oh, now I can jump back in. Oh, damn, ran into another person. Like, when you get around a congested area, you're basically going to be flying manually without time acceleration for probably, I don't know, 100 kilometers or so.
Oh, no one's going to want to do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, ain't nobody got time for that. So so it's kind of a balance, and I see that they're trying to solve that. I think this blue thing here is actually like a hyperspace bubble or something where somebody jumped out or in or whatever. I know that if I go into it, it actually spaces me to somewhere. Maybe it's like a wormhole. I don't know. I can go through it and die. Oh, there's a space station over here. All right, so I spotted it visually before the planet was even there. But I guess that I am actually mass locked by the hyperspace signature of the last guy that jumped out, or that wormhole, or whatever the hell that is, right?
You're mass locked by that.
Yeah, I'm totally mass locked, right? Can't do anything. All right, it went away. Now I can go. So, now I'm mass locked again because there's another ship. So, you're going to fly basically unaccelerated most of the time.
It's very frustrating because you're like, yeah, I'm moving. Oh,
yeah, exactly. So I see why they're not doing that in the current game. I totally get it, but I don't know if what they're doing is actually the solution either. I don't know. Maybe there should be like a bigger radius around the station where you cannot hyperspace, right? Where you have to manually pilot for a few minutes at least. Because what I do, I undock, I mash the burners and haul ass for like 20 seconds and then I can jump.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, there's no interaction that's going to happen there. And also, whenever whenever you find those unidentified signals and then drop out to investigate them and stuff, I don't think another person can wander by and also stop there. I think that's just your own private Idaho when that happens. So, and that's because of the instance nature of the game, because what I'm finding from talking to people in IRC is that your game client only talks back to the master server to say, this is my position in the universe, right? But it, yeah. Everything that happens on your screen is happening in your local client. So it's not like an MMO where everything happens server side and then gets sent to your client, which is just a thin client. It's really like you're actually running the program, not just a client to it. But then whenever people get close to each other, then somebody gets elected as a host, and which would be like if I'm at the star dock or something, then I could be the host for the people that are docking that are in my instance, right? And that's why you don't see everybody, because your computer might not be a reliable connection to everybody that's close by. So it'll host whoever's got the best connection will run that instance until they jump out, and then it passes it or whatever. So it's kind of a weird setup, but it does avoid them having to spend a lot of money on server backend. So it makes sense, I guess. It's not exactly the game that I thought that it was going to be whenever I got into it. But anyway, that's that game, and this is this game. So let's look at, because you've got the Game Facts page or whatever open, or Moby Games or whatever, about Elite, right?
So yeah.
What is there to know about old Elite and what else they say?
Well, it came out in 1984. First, I think for the Amstrad. It was like the Amstrad or the Spectrum or one of those.
Yeah,
things.
I think it was Spectrum.
And then it came out for like 80 other platforms. It was really the first game to do what it was doing on the computer. It had, you know, this open world, all these planets, all these, you know. And I didn't know there were all these different galaxies. I just knew there was the one I started with, but apparently there are multiple galaxies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's where you start taking military missions and bounty hunting missions and stuff. But that you don't get that in the very beginning, which is kind of sad because I didn't know it was there. And I can't be alone in that. You know, I can't be alone in the fact that I had no idea that was there.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, apparently, you fight aliens, the Thargoids.
Yeah, I saw them in the ship thing. They're like green UFOs, like your classic UFO-looking UFO.
Yeah, yeah, saucer. Apparently. And you could also, you know, do piracy and stuff. So, it was very influential because it was this first. I mean, one of the first or the first 3D space flight sim.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, while I'm on the map here, if you hold the I key down, this is something that I discovered after actually reading their wiki. You hold the I key down, it shows you what type of world it is. Like this is a rich and agricultural, and what type of government is going on, which I don't know what that is. This is like a corporatocracy or whatever, and this is like a feudal because it's got a little castle. And
I think that affects what kind of security you'll find in the system. Like more corporate, more high-tech systems will probably have less piracy.
Probably so, yeah. And whenever I was taking those cargo deliveries that took me like north on the map, that goes into the anarchy systems. So that's why it's all crazy pirates up there.
Ah.
So you want to kind of take things that are a southern delivery at first.
Yeah. But yeah, Elite, I enjoyed it enough. I really enjoyed the fact that there are all these mods for it that let you just make the game better.
Yeah, there's a lot of mods.
There's like 800 of them or something?
230-something is what I was...
I don't know why I was thinking 800, but that's still a lot. That's still, for a little tiny game like this.
Yeah, and the game is super lightweight, right? Like, I don't think you can have a computer that's not capable of running this thing.
Well, I mean... That kind of harkens back to the original. You had all this. You had this massive universe.
Yeah. Oh, you like can totally drop this bad boy into wireframe mode too. Let me see if I can do it from here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's great.
Wireframe graphics on. Graphic detail, normal.
That's pretty funny.
Minimum, extra. Let's put it on minimum. Oh come now.
That's
very slow about changing these. Minimum. All right. Now. Let's see how awesome it could be. Oh, look. It's a planet. That's still a hell of a lot more detail than you got back then. But hey, I can very clearly see the space station now, I think.
Because of the wireframe?
Yeah, it's really good for clarity, right? Like, wow, I know exactly where these things are.
That looks like a planet, like, in Tron or something, you know? Like, it's just a bunch of pics.
Yeah, I mean, that's really neat. It looks like a giant geodesic dome kind of thing. Hey, I'm still
like, this is a Dyson sphere. That's what this is. It's not a planet.
Like,
it's a Dyson
giant vacuum cleaner in space? Is that what you mean?
No, you know what a Dyson sphere is, right?
But you know what a Dyson vacuum cleaner is, right?
Of course. Yes.
There it is. Hey, what's this crap over here? There's some asteroids, right? And then there's, I don't know what all this mess is. See, whenever you have the detail up, you can't see this stuff because there's, like, all the nebulas and stars and crap.
But you turn that off and you can actually...
Yeah, you're like, oh, what's that thing way over there? Very interesting. I'm never going to get away from this ship that's behind me because he's going about the same speed as me. That's a bummer.
He's probably,
you know,
he's probably also going to the space station.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, right? So if you're going the same way as somebody else, then they're just going to haunt you the entire trip.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of reminds me of Privateer 2 a little bit. Like, do you remember that? Where like,
no, I had absolutely zero experience with Privateer 2.
Oh, good. Well, no, if you got to like a waypoint, and there were bad guy ships there, you couldn't jump away, so you couldn't run away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if you were getting your ass kicked, you couldn't run away. So very frustrating.
Yeah, I'm just doing everything I can to get this guy off my radar so that I can jump once again.
He's at the very edge. He's like, he's hanging out there. He's like one of those drivers.
Yeah,
that, like, hangs out in your blind spot.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole time.
That.
You know, and you know he's there, but he doesn't speed up or slow down.
Damn
and
it.
You hate them. I know. He's totally hanging out in your blind spot right now.
Well, what I'm finding is that I just don't want to approach this planet from the normal angle, because if I'm in the lane between the place where you jump into the system and between the jump in point and the planet, I'm going to run into everybody because everybody's taken that path.
That's true. So I guess maybe like go up at an angle and then go back down toward the space station maybe or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is a very active space station here. There's like six or eight guys taking off and doing stuff. Very
That's
busy.
Cool.
Although, God, that station is pretty tough to look at. So
I wonder if
I can't figure out how I'm going to dock at that damn thing, right? So...
Are the other ships running into each other right now, or are they not? Because if they're not, that means they're smarter than the AI ships in Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, they're definitely not running into each other. So
then they're smart. Because I don't know if you've seen on streams or whatever, but the AI ships in Elite Dangerous, dumb as rocks.
Oh yeah, they're ridiculous.
Dumb as fucking, like, you will see two or three Cobra 3s or whatever in the dock just like bouncing against each other, and they're blocking the door, and they're just shimmering against their shields like, brruh, 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 brruh. It's like, I can't leave. Why can't I? What are you doing? Oh, God. Yeah, so the AI ships in Elite Dangerous are still really stupid. But in a way, that's good, because if you get jumped by a pirate, the pirates are really stupid, and so you can get away from them easily. So that's handy, at least if you're like in a larger ship that can't fire anything. Or
yeah, and for an open source remake of this thing, the ships are not unattractive, right? Like they're
they are
exactly the ships from old Elite. So,
but with a paint job,
yeah, with a nice paint job and filled in polys.
They definitely look nice.
So this green blinking line here is actually a mod that I installed. It puts a nav boy out here and draws a line between the nav boy and the station. And that way you can tell, like, where to go to line up. Boy, I really wish that Elite Dangerous had this, because then I could tell from a distance what side of the station the door's on.
I have a feeling they will implement that eventually, like nav buoys and stuff for your docking. What I would love to see in Elite Dangerous is, like, a full-on traffic control system. I would love that. I wouldn't mind waiting in a traffic line.
Yeah, if there was a traffic pattern to keep people from bunching up in the door.
Yeah, exactly. Like, here's your spot in the pattern. Fly here and wait.
Yep.
And you know what? I would be fine with that because it adds immersion. Because, you know, those stations aren't massive and they don't have unlimited docking bays. So it's like, okay, I'll wait a minute.
Yeah. So honestly, what happened to me in playing this game for a while is eventually I bailed out and I was just like, what happens here is that this game makes me want to play X Beyond the Frontier, Right. Well, here's a guy. That's a Cobra Mark One, I think. Yep. So at least you can actually visually identify ships and stuff. What's this? An Asp? Ferdalance. Never seen that before. Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of neat. Anyway, let me get to where I'm going because I'm going to probably get pirated again. But yeah, so but you said that you've been playing a lot of Pioneer lately, right? So,
well, the reason for that is I didn't play the original Elite. I only played Elite Plus when that came out, and I've already detailed what I wasn't too thrilled with about that. It just felt kind of empty. It felt kind of I'm not gonna say soulless, but it just felt like I'm flying around this kind of empty universe with just, you know, not a lot of. I mean, there are other ships flying around, but it didn't feel lively to me.
Right, and that's the thing that I like about X. You know, like especially Albion Prelude. When you're doing that, like the AI ships are doing things. You know, you'll see like a battle group get together and then warp into a system and go fight something, and you know, and those things. And there's some exploration there, but it's also kind of weird but cool that every system has a north, south, east, and west gate. And then you can just jump through the gates and, you know that where stuff's going to be. So you can actually buy maps from people of what's in the system rather than have to go around and, like, touch each station to find out what they are. But there's a lot of stuff in that game, too, that's kind of I just haven't figured out. Because there's a lot of stuff, like, under the surface that you have to know how to do eventually. Building factories, managing fleets, doing crap like that. I tried to play that game as a trader, and it was just kind of ponderous, doing a lot of that. So then I figured, hey, I can fly my ship, and then I can remote control my big freighter to do cargo runs, but I can't set it on AI to continue to repeat the cargo run. I have to manually manage it every time. So, yeah. But anyway, let me see if I can actually get where I'm going. Yes, I can. So this Zalila is where I need to be. Hyperspace. Which space? What space? Who? Doctor Who? What? I don't know.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. But I'll fire up Pioneer. And the one game, which was the Frontier First Encounters remake, that's the OpenGL one, you were having trouble getting it. Oh, man. Seriously.
What happened?
Oh God, I'm getting shot at again.
Oh jeez.
Oh God, now what? It's like, hello, we've been expecting you. Oh God, why? Oh man, like everybody's a pirate now. But they're orange, not red. So what does that mean? Who can know? All right, let me shoot a missile, and they shoot the missile down instantly because I'm dead. So that's how this game goes. That's why I haven't been able to penetrate it. I went to the highest security system that I could think of, and I still couldn't make any progress there. So, eh. So let me find this other game. Whatever I may have done with it.
Yeah. So the reason I play Pioneer more is because while the original Elite didn't, like, jazz me, Frontier, the sequel that came out in 1993, I played the fuck out of that. I played the ever-loving shit out of that.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I played it is because the bulletin board system, it's one of my favorite things, because you see all these missions, and you see these missions that are like, oh, well, we want an experience pilot, and we pay all this money. And you connect with that person. They're like, who the hell are you? No, go away. You need more. I don't know who you are. Go the fuck away. And you're like, oh, but I want to do this mission. So it's kind of like a carrot and a stick. Like, ooh, if I just get more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But fine, I'll do your courier mission for 25 credits. Fine. But one of the reasons I love Pioneer so much, I'm really enjoying it. I've put like 5-6 hours into it. Is because it really scratches that Frontier itch. And you were saying that you're just flittering back and forth, you know, on autopilot. And in the beginning, that's true.
Yeah, because all I'm doing is just cargo runs. Like, oh, I can get a run over here. I can get a run over there. You know, and but there's nothing that I'm really doing. And then I'm flying along, and all of a sudden, somebody starts shooting at me, you know, with no warning. And it's like, oh, you know, what? I didn't think about guns yet. It's still too early for that. So I'm kind of in the same situation that I'm in Elite. It just takes longer before I get murdered.
Well, one of the things I always loved about Frontier and this game, too, is that systems have multiple stations. I do love that. Multiple places you can land. You can land in there are space stations, and then you can land in, like, a city, which I always love the fuck out of that.
Uh-huh.
Like, why more games have not implemented that? I don't know. Because they did it in 1993. Why don't they do it right now? But Pioneer has that, and it's – I mean, they're not, like, super modeled cities, but when you're landing in a city with all these buildings in it, you're like, ooh, this is kind of nifty.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing that always gets me about Frontier and Pioneer is I just love doing the missions, because the more missions you do, you get more experience. And I mean, not literal like XP, but like you go from inexperienced to experienced to kind of well-known and shit like that. And as you move up that ladder, you gain access to more missions. So the more missions you do, you won't always just be doing cargo runs. You'll eventually get access to assassination missions.
Oh, neat.
And you'll eventually get access to, you know, fighting pirate missions and clearing this sector of pirates so, you know, cargo runs can resume, you know, shit like that. But you got to build up your rep first. And I always like that.
Mm.
One of my favorite moments in the original Frontier, and I could see this game that probably does the same thing, is like I got good enough that I can take assassination missions.
Right.
And I got an assassination mission where I sat outside of the station where my target was at for like a week. And I just accelerated time.
What, he just hadn't undocked?
He hadn't undocked.
Would you do that like every time somebody would undock, you would have to stop the – you know, the time acceleration, just make sure who it was?
Well, yeah, when you got like a assassination contract, you got a specific place and time that they were going to be.
Uh-huh.
And so you had to be there when they were scheduled to show up. And this is, you're showing FFE, you're not showing, yeah, this is not Pine.
Well, it's actually the Frontier First Encounters.
Which is, in my opinion, a much worse game than Frontier.
Really? But...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean Frontier. Oh, so Frontier First Encounters is a worse game than Frontier, like it's even speaking of old school games.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I think Frontier First Encounters was the only one that I ever played. I never played Frontier itself. So maybe that's my problem.
Yeah. So you skipped the middle one, which is, I think, the best in the series.
Oh, okay. But so that's actually what Pioneer is based off of, is Frontier, First Encounters?
Yeah, Pioneer is more modeling is modeling the original Elite 2 Frontier, because you can just tell in the interface, because the interface in Frontier and Pioneer is much more streamlined. It's much clearer. There's not as much clicking.
Yeah.
But with Frontier, they tried to make it a little more I guess, or something.
Right.
So like they tried to meld the buttons into the look of the cockpit, which I always hated because it looks stupid.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to play this on the stream because I keep hitting Y to accept its thing and it doesn't launch. If I don't have the streaming crap running, it fires up just fine. So, oh well.
What?
Yeah, for whatever reason, it just won't show.
Seriously?
So we're done with that. And I'll just fire up Pioneer.
Oh, yeah. But if you were playing that one, did you notice like in like the bulletin board screen, it would only show like four things?
Yes, that was terrible.
And you had to keep clicking. But in Pioneer and Frontier, it's just a simple list.
Uh-huh.
Just much more efficient, much cleaner, much faster. And the interface in Frontier is just simpler. Instead of that little, ooh, we're trying to be stylish with this row of buttons here, you know, in front of your radar. Nope, just a simple, like, these are the buttons next to your radar.
Mm-hmm.
Much clearer, much easier. So there you go. I see Pioneer.
Yeah. So where should I start? I always start at Bernard Star.
That might be okay. Well, start up Bernard Star. One of them gives you a slightly better ship with a Class 3 hyperdrive. I forget which one it is, though.
I think it's this one. Let me look at the...
So try that.
I can't get the external view. Do you take a mission, like, right when you're in the first station? Like, hey, I got to find
Hit F3.
Uh-huh.
Hit F3, and then...
Go to the missions.
NF3, and then look at what ship you have. I want to see what ship
you
have.
Oh, you know what's hilarious about this game? Is
what's
the
that?
Faces of the...
Oh, yeah, the faces are great.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Let's make a new face.
Oh, no, no. No, ah! You don't want to... you don't want this one because you're in a ship with no hyperdrive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so no get, start a new game and then try one of the other planets.
Wow.
Because I learned that, yeah.
This looks
well,
like
there are male fa-
high school with.
Wow, yeah. There are male faces, too, don't forget. Oh, what the what? So, yeah, Pioneer Models Frontier, the second game in the series, which came out in 1993.
Oh, that's awesome. There we go.
Oh, wow.
That's me.
Oh, wow.
Commander Creepy Stalker, whatever his name is.
And Frontier was just leaps and bounds ahead of Elite. I mean, you could seamlessly land on planets and in space stations. The universe was absolutely massive. I mean, once you got far enough, there was no point in going out far enough, too far, because there was nothing out there except aliens and shit. But the fact that you could go out hundreds of light years if you had enough fuel from, like, the center of the game was just – I did that once.
Mm.
It was incredible. Because I believe you can get a fuel scoop and skim the sun or something and get fuel. But there are also ships with huge fuel, with huge gas tanks that let you do that kind of shit. So, yeah, the universe – and I think Elite Dangerous is kind of modeling a lot from this game,
oh,
but also a little bit from the first game as well.
I've crashed.
What's –
I don't remember what the key for accelerating is because when
I.
Oh yeah,
it's I.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, gosh. It's weird. Like the Pioneer doesn't use guys. If you're gonna play Pioneer, just remember it doesn't use a throttle. You can set your joystick axes in it, but it doesn't use a throttle. So when you take off from a planet, point away from the planet and hit I to fly away from the planet. And one thing I like is, like, mass lock isn't that big a deal in this game. Like, you could be 200 feet off the ground and hyperspace out.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's kind of shocking, actually. I didn't realize that. You just, like, take off and boom.
Yeah, it is funny as shit. But Frontier just had, to me, it had a much livelier universe because it was a larger universe, but it just felt more alive. Like, you'd come to cities and you see other ships landing and taking off, and you'd, oh, you have the cockpits on.
Yeah. All right, so there's nothing I can do here other than... I can make $25 for doing a local delivery, so I guess I'll do that.
Well, wait, see what ship you have. You might have a ship that can go far enough to take a small package.
I got a
to
Class 1 hyperdrive.
That's decent, but there's one of the starting locations that gives you a light courier ship with a Class 3 hyperdrive.
Oh, really?
And you can go much further. You can go, like, if you fill up your gas tank, you can go 100-some light years.
Oh, wow. All right, so...
In one jump.
So let's do that. So that has to start at Earth.
Oh, you've got that ship. Yeah, the pumpkin seed. Don't forget, you have to buy hydrogen.
Oh, yeah, so this is the one with the Class 3 if you start at Earth. So much, much better. Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm not... Did you start... I'm behind the
stream. You're behind by, you know, an hour or so.
Yeah.
All right, so I have to buy... I'll go to the shopping cart, and I need hydrogen,
a
bunch of hydrogen.
Buy a few things of hydrogen, like three or four should be – that's the ship.
Yeah,
buy three or four things of hydrogen, and that'll get you just about anywhere in one jump. So I didn't know that at first because I had to find that out the hard way. Like, why can't I jump anymore? Why is my light speed – why is my jump zero? But yeah, the thing I love about Pioneer is that it makes – it's just efficient. And one of the – it just makes things clear. Like, it makes things clearer than the original Frontier because, like, for example, I don't think the original Frontier did this. If you lock onto a system in your map and then you look at the economic view, it'll highlight what the major – like, it'll highlight in green what's a good import for that system based on the exports of the system you're currently in.
Oh.
So if you have cargo left over and you look at the system you're going to and they're like, oh, they want robots and the system's primary export is robots. Let's buy some robots and fill up my car because you always want a full cargo bay.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, you always want a full cargo bay of shit you can sell. But yeah, like in the initial part of the game, yeah, you're just going to be cruising back and forth between bases. But eventually with the more with the better reputation you get, you will definitely have access to better missions. And you won't always get those at the bulletin board. Sometimes people will contact you, if I recall, and offer you missions. So the options in Pioneer / Frontier are really almost limitless. It's just really just like I played all three of these games we talked about, and oh, be careful.
What?
Sometimes the autopilot will smack you into a planet.
Oh, yeah, just, that's unfortunate.
So just be a little careful about that. Okay. The autopilot isn't great. But, folks, I mean, if you're going to play any of these Elite clones, I would probably say Pioneer is the one to play. I think it's the most approachable. And even with that said, it still, like, leaves you confused. Like, I didn't remember how to autopilot anywhere. Like, when you jump somewhere, which is the F7 key, I didn't remember that you hit the F4 key to bring up a list of, like, navigation points in your current system. And then you could select one and then select, you know, dock there. I was just flying manually for... Oh, and I forgot to mention Pioneer, I mean, also has one other problem. I don't know if you played long enough to notice this, Jim, but sometimes you'll be given, like, a system to go to, and you'll type it in the search thing, and the mission screen will say that the system you want to go to is, like, 13 light years away, but the map will select a system that's 45 light years away.
Oh, weird.
Like, wait a minute. There can't be two systems with the same name, but somehow there are. So sometimes you have to actually manually move around the map to get to the right, like, 12, -3, -1 or whatever. And, like, oh, there's the system I want. And then you lock onto it, and then you jump. But, yes, it's weird like that because you would think you'd be able to just find that one system. But for some reason, this game has, like, multiple systems with the same name. So, folks, if you play this game, that's something you have to just be a little careful of. And the map... The map is a little crazy. It was crazy in the original Frontier. The map is a bit crazier because you move, like, use the WASD keys to move around it. It's full 3D, so that's why you have the three dimensions. And moving around in those three dimensions in the map is a little wacky.
Yeah.
So if you run into that problem, you're going to probably run into a little frustration trying to move around the map to find that one system because you'll type the name in and it'll be like, no, that's not the right system, game. Stop it.
So I have to figure out where did they want this to go. So it's Weiss
it'll say on the mission thing,
right? Yeah, so you have to go check that.
Yeah, so you have to sometimes like there. Yeah, folks. If you're taking a like usually if you're taking a delivery mission, they'll tell you a specific station to go. But the nice thing is once you get and Jim, once you get enough money, you got to put some passenger cabins in there because that's where the really starts rolling in. They'll just want to be somewhere in that system. So like if like someone wants to move to this system. You can dock anywhere, and they'll be like, thanks. You know, I guess they'll take public transportation or whatever to get to where they want to go.
Yeah, so one other thing that's interesting here, like I'm looking at the outside of my ship now. As I'm flying, so it gives, you know, the tunnel of guide to fly down, right? But I got it on autopilot. Yeah. So the ship is really hauling ass because I'm doing like 3,000 kilometers a second. And then whenever I get sufficiently close, the ship rotates 180 and fires the engines to slow back down. So it really is using relativistic speed stuff here.
Yeah.
You know, so you do continue to travel at whatever speed you were in. Like, I could grab manual control, and then to go a different direction, I would have to decelerate. So, which can take hours. It's not a quick thing, because it's this trip. Let's see, it starts you at January 1st, so I'm already 13 days into this because of that 4x time acceleration. So, yeah, so the ship's, like, reversed now and firing retros, and I'm landing on this planet.
Yeah.
So without the autopilot, there's no hope that I could possibly do this manually.
No, I mean...
Like, when do you know that you need to rotate and start firing the retros, right? So it's basically a very autopilot-heavy game.
Yeah, at least at first, until you get into combat, and the combat in these games, it's not the greatest because it's a little too much of a slave to Newtonian physics. Like games like IWar and shit, they like make some. It feels like they make some concessions to make the game approachable, even though they're still in like full Newtonian physics. They take some. They do some things with your ship and stuff to make it much more approachable.
Yeah.
But with this game, no. You're basically just jousting.
Right.
You're flying back and forth,
that because there is no top speed for the ship, so whenever you guys get relatively close to each other, the AI tries to speed match you so that you don't just pass each other at light speed, you know, in a blink you're gone. So that's kind of nice. But the manual, or the weapon fire, is 100% manual. So there's no, like, oh, lock onto that target and shoot at it. You have to aim.
Yeah, exactly.
And aiming is hard. Except when you're the computer, then your aim is perfect. And
every time.
And it's brutal.
Every fucking time.
So since I landed here, it just automatically completed my mission.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does. And that's, and then you buy more fuel, you buy more hydrogen, and you find another mission that you can do. And kind of rinse and repeat for a while, and then eventually have money to install passenger cabins, take even more money, and then eventually you'll have more money to buy a bigger ship, and so on and so forth. You can hire crew eventually, and stuff like that. And there are all these different ships you can buy too. I saw there's a deep space miner ship you can buy, which is pretty nifty.
It's kind of disturbing to me that, like, the Gliese, or Gliese, or whatever it's, however you pronounce that, there's like a zillion systems that are all named that, right? And they just have a different number at the end. Like, see how many are over here. And is that, like, because it's a regional name? Like, everything that's right around here is that name?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in these games, they try and model the actual universe and use the actual system names that they've been designated. So, yeah, as you can see, just looking at that part of the map, there's so many systems. And not all of them will have shit. You know, you might jump into a system with nothing in it. But sometimes there might be hidden pirate bases in those systems and stuff. So, or there might be good mining opportunities in those systems. So, I mean, the game really just has tremendous possibilities. And back in 93 when this came out, I kind of bought – I didn't even know it was coming out. And then I bought it on a lark, and because I'm like, I didn't like the first one too much, but this one looks cool. I played dozens, if not hundreds, of hours of this.
Oh, wow.
Of Frontier. I've put in maybe 6 to 7 hours of Pioneer because it's really scratching that itch. Because this feels like the complete game I want Elite Dangerous to be in a lot of ways. Like, I want to be able to go to a bulletin board and get these great missions. And
I think ultimately what I would want in Elite Dangerous is for somebody to be able to post missions. You know?
They're talking about that. They're talking about that. I mean, there's a 40-page thread where they're not only taking ideas for missions, but talking about what they want to do for missions. And they're like, they're not only going to have like missions for like law-abiding citizens, but they're talking about having criminal missions too.
Oh, neat.
You know, like what if you were like the muscle for a local gang and you had to go around and collect, you know, the protection money, you know, stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't mind that. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's I don't know. I mean, they're trying to be as unattractive as possible to the goon fleet because they don't want all that BS in their game.
Yeah,
which I can totally understand because I don't want that disruption either, right? I don't want like a giant group of people to like dominate the game, and then I'm barely a marginal player, right?
Well, that's going to be the beautiful thing of it. It looks like no matter which way you play, if you play solo, if you play with a private group, or if you play in a public group, your progress is saved. Your progress is still persistent,
right? So then you can have it your way, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to play in a system with a game just with AI. You can do that. I want to play just with my friends tonight. You can do that. I want to play with everyone. You can do that. And I do like how they're giving you that flexibility.
Right.
I really do like that because it sounds like you're going to get pretty much the same experience just about no matter how you play it. But I really hope they incorporate a lot of the mission ideas from like Frontier into Elite Dangerous because I love the missions in Frontier and now Pioneer. So yeah, folks, if you're going to play one of these free Elite clones, this is the one to play.
You know, the thing that's weird about this that was in the original Frontier and is not here is that the planets had weather on them and stuff, right? Whenever you'd land, there'd be clouds and crap. There's no atmospheric stuff going on.
Oh, is it? No, I guess I haven't noticed that, but you're right. You're right. So I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, the cities are just generic. It's like there's no population, even on Earth. There's like five cities, and it's like a patch of skyscrapers about 2 miles across, and that's it.
There's also I don't know if you remember this one. What's it called? There's a there's a fork of Pioneer, if I remember correctly, called Paragon. Remember this? And
is that the one that's on Steam?
It's on Steam right now for $15. And
what is different about it?
I'm not 100%. I'm looking. Let me look at the discussions, because they've talked about how they forked it off and are trying to make it more blah 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 and you know, better blah blah blah, and I just don't remember how it is. Hang on. Let me look. Paragon versus Pioneer.
Yeah, you know what would really be a nicety here is whenever I have a mission, if I select the mission, right, because it's got the location here, why can't I just pick that as my waypoint right now?
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
It seems pretty dumb. So, you know, just putting that out there, guys. So it's EXESSFA. I almost need a notepad to play this thing because it's like the weird spellings of things.
That's how they did it back in the day. That's how we did it. We took notes and shit. Like, I remember having notepads next to me for, like, Starflight and for this, because, like, you'd have to write shit down. You know? Hang on. I'm trying to find... come on. There we go. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Pioneers and open... Okay, here we go. On a source code level, this is what one of the developers was quoted as saying. You may consider Paragon and Pioneer sister projects. We frequently merge the latest Pioneer patches and features that match our direction and plan. Pioneer also merges Paragon's latest patches and features according to their own plan. As an example, we implemented ship cockpits in Paragon, and Pioneer's developers merged that feature and added cockpit support to Pioneer. So... contribution is going both ways. In my opinion, the difference between Pioneer and Paragon lies in direction, style, and development cycle. We are favoring gameplay, presentation, styles presentation, and rapid iteration over simulation, realism, and slow iteration, which drive Pioneer's development. As for the future...
okay, say that again. They what?
Yeah, it's confusing. They're favoring gameplay, stylish presentation, and rapid iteration over simulation, realism, and slow iteration, which drive Pioneer's development.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Paragon...
It's a very, very similar game.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And of course, they're early access, you know, kind of thing.
It's totally...
So they're in Alpha 8 now, which is engine stuff, and they rewrote the render with improved shader support. And whatever. So, interesting.
So, yeah, you also have that, folks. If you want to shell out $15, though, at this point I'm trying to figure out why. Hang on.
I don't know. I'm going to take one for the team here. I'm buying it now.
I was about to do the same thing, damn it.
I will do this. Speaking of buying things.
Yes.
So, what the... Holy... Oh, no. Okay, I thought it was 17 gigs. It's 1.7 gigs. That's not bad. I was like, holy cats. So
I think that's easier. I think that's bigger than Elite Dangerous, if that would have been the case.
Yeah. Holy cow. Oh, man. So it's kind of clobbering the stream that I'm downloading this, but it's going to download pretty quick, and I'll fire it up, and then we'll see, because why not? It must happen.
Yeah, why not?
This
I know. You
is,
might
this acceleration's
you might,
happening far too long. I forgot to hit.
You might convince.
I forgot to hit the time dilator in Pioneer. Well, so
based on these screenshots I'm looking at, it definitely looks a little better than Pioneer.
Yeah.
And the planets in Paragon look like they do have some atmospheric funness going on.
Oh, nice.
The planets look a lot more detailed in this actually.
Mm-hmm. If only. It had, like, some limited cooperative multiplayer or something in it. That would be pretty cool.
Well, there was Jumpgate.
Yeah, there was. You know, so, which, speaking of Jumpgate, is that still kicking?
Actually, it's still going, but people, I think, have moved on now because people are like, oh, God, it's back, yay! And then we're like, with Jumpgate, I was always like, I'm going to play nothing else for, like, 4 months, and then, oh, I'm burnt out, I need a break.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. But a lot, last I looked, which was I think a day or two ago, just out of sheer curiosity, there were four people playing. Okay. Which is like, oh no, yeah. That's so sad.
Well, especially that's when so the game is sad. So dependent on human interaction.
It really is. There's not much of an AI in there.
No, not unless you want to shoot really pink needs... blobby things, which I ain't got let's time for that. See. I want to see actual people. So, you know, that's how it is. Hey, so is there a manual for this thing? No. Oh, wow, that's a disappointment. No,
there's not one. Well, hang on. Let me look at the website. There might. Let me see on the website.
All right. So Pioneer's out. Paragon's in. Let's see.
There are four. Help and support. I'm looking in the Paragon forum. I'm not seeing any kind of link for a manual.
I'm going to turn that music down.
Are you streaming it?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it yet. I'm still seeing Pioneer.
Yeah, well, you know, 30 seconds.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right.
So
controls.
Weird.
It has. There are controls. Oh, and it actually uses arrow keys now. So,
oh.
But some of the controls are the same. All right. I'll figure it out. We'll die a horrible death. Whatever. Fractal detail, very high. Planet detail, very high. City, very high. Do you sense a theme here? let's go to 1680 by 1050. And post-processing, speed lines, and nav tunnels. Hex yes. New game.
Wow, that's a lot more. That's a lot of options. Okay.
Hopefully it's going to actually do something instead of just choke.
So, yeah, so we're now looking at Paragon. Thank you for taking one for the team, because I was considering buying this. Really? Knack is saying I'm pretty quiet on the stream, but Jim, you can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
That's weird.
It's always that with Open Broadcaster, right? Because...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm excited, because might convince me to...
So, problem here... Let me kill that off, and maybe I have to restart it since I changed the resolution. Because yeah, that's it.
Oh, there we go. I see that you have a thing. Oh, that's a nice big wall of text right there. Ooh, I like the cockpit. I'm never a huge fan of cockpits, but
yeah.
I do like that.
All right, welcome to Paragon Alpha release. Blah blah. Okay, so yeah, the interface is a lot cooler.
Cooler-er.
Yeah. Oh, good. There's no fugly faces, so that's great.
Yay!
Package drop. Tucker's Warehouse. Feeling generous. Blah-de-blah. Yeah, all these things. It's got music.
Music?
Yeah, so I don't feel ripped off here, like, right away. It's just like... Okay,
really?
Dude, it's a whole different... It's the same thing, but different, right? This is more like...
Really?
This is more like polished, right? So this seems like, okay, we're actually making a for sale version of this. And
wow.
And I think this would honestly, this would be pretty successful on tablets. I don't see a reason why not. I don't think that I can do anything here because, like, ship delivery stuff. Wow, let's look at my ship. That's ships that I could buy. I'm clearly in the wrong place. How do I get out of here? Oh. Oh, that's apparently my deceptive. I thought, oh yeah, check out my awesome ship. Oh no, it's this little piece of shit.
Oh well.
But anyway, interesting ship. Like the ship designs are way, way different than Pioneer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the stream's a little bit behind, but you'll see it. It's funny, right? Like I'm looking at the big ship, and it's like, hey, that's pretty beefy. But no, all right. What can I do here? Info. I have. No jump drive. So that's fabulous.
So all you can do is inter system.
Yeah. So that's why I was getting no kind of goodness happening there. So we'll go to here and see what kind of crappy missions I can actually take. That's not it. Feeling generous. No. Okay, so they're moving $25. Heck yeah. I'll do that for $25.
Oh, I love how your little tiny ship is next to that big, huge, massive. Oh, it's so cute. That little ship is so cute.
I know, right?
It's so adorable. Oh, look at it. It's like a little baby ship. It's a little baby ship. Oh, look at the little baby ship. Oh, look at the little baby. Who's a baby ship?
Oh, wow. The ship actually takes off. Oh, God. What is it doing? It's like I'm not having to control it. So that's great, because that means that I didn't instantly die whenever I took off. The planets have much better detail. Oh, yeah, much prettier game.
I can't wait to see. Yes.
Way prettier game.
Okay, I think you've convinced me. Purchase.
Yeah, if you were liking Pioneer, you're going to really like this.
Yay! Oh, wow, really, that is a lot more detail.
I know, right?
Oh, look at that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, so, they earned my money.
And you know what, folks? I was a little skeptical on this. Wow. I was a little skeptical on this project at first because I'm like, they're paying money for what's essentially – they're charging money for what's essentially a free game.
Yeah, you're
like,
pay for what?
Yeah, well, I mean, why would I pay for this when I can download this for free? But it looks like it's worth paying for, because I'm watching Jim's thing. I'm like, I really like that. I want that. I want to go to there.
I know, right? All right, let's see. Where the heck was that mission? So I was Nack supposed to go.
Nack says the ship is a space thimble. Hey, look at the little space thimble. A little space thimble with little wings, little tiny thimble wings.
So it's Harkon Orbital and Fire Drake. So I'm there, right? So why did I have to? Hi, I'm paying someone with a ship to help me move my belongings to Harkon Orbital. I thought that's where I just came from.
Probably not.
I guess not, because it's going.
Uh oh! Don't crash. I hope the autopilot doesn't crash you into the station. Where's the time? Where's the time thing?
You know what? It's doing it on its own.
What?
Yeah, totally. I don't have to dick around with time acceleration.
That is crazy.
Yep.
That is insane.
The convenience, I know. Autopilot is on. I guess autopilot just does it, right? Oh, damn, look at that station. Wow.
I can't.
I know, it'll take you a minute.
Well, I'm loading my own version of the
niceness.
Game. I'm loading my own version of the game.
This
right
suddenly
here.
Became a podcast about Paragon.
Well, we were talking about alternatives.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To Elite.
So if you're a cheap guy, then you can play the freebie. But if you'd like to support Freedom or whatever.
Freedom!
If you're American, yeah. So that's pretty great. Oh, look, it auto docks. Everything is beautiful. It's not playing the waltz though. Yeah. Blue Danube.
Okay, I'm loading it up myself, so I'm gonna do this. Full screen that bitch. Planet is very high.
Oh,
very high
damn.
Everything.
Oh shit, this is cool. So
what?
Just watch the stream. You'll be amazed.
I'm watching.
You'll be shocked.
It looks like you're still docking on the stream.
Yeah,
right
yeah, I am.
Oh, that is a pretty space station. Oh. Okay. Okay. Whoa. Whoa. Flying in a tunnel.
Yeah, dude, it's like they took a page out of Elite Dangerous's playbook, because you actually fly and there's landing pads.
And there are other ships there and other landing pads and what?
I know, right?
That is crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Okay, so now.
That is crazy. What?
See, this is much less tedium to me already, because I don't have to dick around with all the little controls and everything. So that's fine. Oh, passage for a group. Why so much money? You know, it shouldn't even let me look at this, because I wouldn't be able to.
Well, yeah, you can look at it. That's part of the. That's part.
No,
of
no,
what
because
I like
the
it.
Other ones are grayed out, right? If I couldn't make it there.
Interesting.
So why does it even show me this?
I think it's baiting you, like, oh, I can do this eventually.
No, because if I say agreed, I don't have cabin space, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
they won't let you take it.
But the ones that are, like, ship required for even a parcel delivery to anywhere else is, like, nope. So
nope.
Yeah, so it rules them out based on I don't have a jump drive. But then this other, right, so, okay, agreed, excellent, I'll let them know you're on your way. I wonder how the hell that's going to work. Oh, apparently I can jump a little bit, even though I don't have a jump drive. Yeah. All right, so where the hell am I going?
Is
it going to Calderon Outpost Wolf 420? Yeah, so Wolf 424. But still, they haven't implemented the thing where it auto-selects. Wolf 424 is right over there.
So how do you jump? How do you jump then?
Well, I don't know. Hold on. Oh, star system information. Oh, look at that. I can pull up, yeah, economic info, demographics.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All great.
That's all in Pioneer, too.
Oh. So one thing that's interesting about this, though, is when I'm on the map, it's not a 3D map. It's a flat map.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was just fiddling around with it.
Which I'm okay with. That's fine. Because I don't really need the 3D-ness. It's a distraction more than anything.
So, oh, look, you can buy a Class 1 jump module for 700 space bucks.
Space bucks!
So I am doing that. I'm going to buy a Class 1 jump module, and now I have no room for fuel. Is that what's going on here?
Oh, look at this. My ship automatically takes off and undocks. See, this is really nice, because I would have had to do this manually before and risk crashing into stuff and dying, right? Oh, God, you can click on things and it targets them. That's great. Yeah, wow, such improvement. Much thing.
Such improvement, much game.
Exactly.
So space.
So space. That's right.
So space. Shit, I have no... Okay, wait. How do I find a mission? Shit. Oh, it's over here. Okay, so moving home.
How do I do my speeds? Oh, yeah, W and S. All right, A and D is roll. Oh, okay, so the mouse control here is more like playing Freelancer than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, because it chases after the mouse cursor. So that's nice.
Fire Drake. Where am I going?
And I need to go... You know, I don't understand why I can't get that cargo if I don't have a frickin' jump drive.
What the hell? Okay.
So this ship is actually flyable, right? Like, I feel like I could do things in this.
Oh, wait. Why? Oh, man. Okay, this is weird, because my joystick... Oh, hang on. This is so weird. Okay, so pitch. No, we want that one. Okay, that's the pitch. Yes. Okay. Whoa, dude. Okay, I might have to do mouse because
oh,
it's
look
not
at this.
Liking
it automatically
joystick.
Has joystick support. Nice.
Yeah, but my joystick, it's not liking my joystick. Like, I'm flying around in a circle right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn the joystick off.
It might be your throttle screwing with it. Okay, so the bracket keys, square brackets, zoom your radar in and out.
How do you unpause?
I don't know.
Because I'm paused right now. I don't know how to. Is it
in the other game? It was. It's not here. Hmm.
That's hilarious. Oh, there it goes. Whoa. Okay. The mouse control is much better. Okay.
Yeah. You know what would be the best thing for these guys on their Steam
What's
page
that?
Is to show a video of split screen. Like, here's Pioneer. Here's our game. Right. And that would put to bed all the questions of why this costs $15.
Is someone shooting
essentially
at me?
It's the same game, but different.
Is someone shooting at me? There's red on my radar. Why is he red on my radar?
Because you have targeted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not shooting at me. Okay. Why can't I select? That's weird. I can't select comms to go to another place yet. Do I have to get away from the planet first?
No. Just hit F.
Four, right?
Oh, wait. No, I can't either. That's strange. I truly do not know. Maybe you do have to get away from stuff.
Weird. I'm so confused right now. What is that? Transit mode. So we have transit mode and maneuver mode.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to hit the autopilot button.
Oh, autopilot, and then you go... Oh.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is... Guys, this is pretty cool so far. Rust transfer station. This is pretty cool so far. I'm liking this.
Yeah, this is good times. Huh.
This is good. This is good stuff. This is
and
very
land
good
back
stuff.
On the planet. So this is Rust transfer station. Oh, that's on the planet. Hillhaven, it's on the planet.
So are you saying it automatically fast forward time?
Yeah, it totally does its thing.
It's not doing that for me, but I don't know.
Well, if you're going to some place that's close to you, maybe, or something.
I don't know.
For me, it happened, like, pretty quick.
Oh, it's doing it now. Yeah.
Yeah, so the time scaling is based on distance.
Either it's accelerating time or it's not. It's just accelerating speed. Wow, look at all those little icons and shit. So, guys, okay. Yeah, I think. What's a question mark? I just flew past a question mark. What the hell is that?
It's the Riddler.
Oh, and that's okay, guys. Okay, now. Okay, yeah, $15. Buy this, seriously, guys.
That's
$15. It's still in early access, but I gotta say, I'm already enjoying this. I was really enjoying Pioneer, and Pioneer is free. So if you want to try Pioneer for like a taste of what this kind of game offers to see if you like it or not, try that, and then buy this for the upgrades, for the sexy,
and for the convenience of not, you know.
Yeah, really for the convenience, because this is on Steam. This will patch itself and everything. And I'm getting older. I'm getting less patient, so I don't even want to deal with patching shit myself anymore unless I absolutely have to. Oh, that is a pretty station. I like, and there's a massive hauler. Like, this feels so much more alive than even Pioneer was.
Yeah, because there's just stuff out there.
The station has lots of ships, lots of massive ships just hanging out. Like, there are these huge ships that can't fit inside that are hanging out, they're docked outside. And it looks like right now I'm waiting for other ships to leave before I can dock. That is awesome. That is awesome, I think. So, yeah, folks, I think out of all the open source elite clones we have played today, if you want that elite feeling, that's kind of a taste of what Elite Dangerous is eventually going to offer, Paragon. I think Paragon is the way to go. I'm kind of surprised because I forgot. Honestly, until we started talking on the podcast, I forgot about this game.
Yeah.
You know? And I forgot about this game. And now, wow, why can't I dock? What's going on here? I'm just sitting with the autopilot on. I don't know what's happening. But, yeah, this game is actually really nice. I'm really digging it.
Yeah. I am getting some weird in orbiting around the planet because the autopilot tried to go, oh, wow, that's crazy. It tried to go through the planet at first, and then it realized, oh, yeah, I can't do that. And then now it's, like, skimming just outside the atmosphere, going around
cool.
the planet. Yeah.
That's nifty.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a good time. These guys are doing really good work.
Yeah, I'm really digging it. Now, the only downside so far is that with Pioneer, guys, you get multiple starting options. You can start at three different locations, and you get different ships at those locations.
Mm.
But with this, you start with – what kind of ship is this even called? A shuttle. You start with a teeny shuttle and 1,000 credits. So you don't even have a jump drive at all. So your options are pretty limited.
Yeah, they're making you earn it.
Yeah, they're definitely making you earn it. Ooh, I can get $25 to deliver a package to Harkin Orbital. I will do it. Let us go.
So basically, you have to do a whole lot of farming of the local system in order to get a jump drive and get your wings.
Yeah,
which is all right.
And the mouse control, like I was saying, folks, the joystick is a little weird, but the mouse control is actually really nice. So, yeah, no alert. Okay, so yeah, I gotta say, I'm impressed. These guys have done a good job, not only giving Pioneer an extra coat of paint, but make it a little even more accessible, I think.
Yeah,
I think,
it's definitely some accessibility stuff going on here.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely like hitting the autopilot button to do what you would do with the comms panel in Pioneer/Frontier just makes more sense.
Totally.
You know? I mean, I don't know what the difference is between maneuver mode and transit mode. I guess that's a speed thing or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But I'm not sure either. But yeah, what are you doing, autopilot? It's doing the same thing it was doing with you. It's skimming the planet. But look at that. I can see mountains and the atmosphere. Whoa. Yeah, these folks are definitely earning their money, I think, guys. This is actually kind of gorgeous. And
I did have to just bounce the autopilot because it came out of time acceleration, like 3,000 kilometers above the city that I wanted to go to. And then I bounced the autopilot off and back on, and then it time accelerated automatically again.
Okay. So, but again, folks, just keep in mind, Pioneer is still an alpha. This is still an alpha.
Yeah.
So,
for some reason, by the way, I just want to point out to people watching Twitch, the Twitch client continues to disconnect. It's done it like three times. So we're getting kind of close to wrapping up anyway. Yeah, the open broadcaster software has lost connection to Twitch like 3 times. So I don't know if it's going to break the video up. Yeah, it's just like I'm playing along and then all of a sudden it's like bing, you know, and an error comes up and says, you know, it's reconnecting. So something unstable happening with Twitch today.
Oh, sorry about that, folks. Hopefully the stream will survive.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be contiguous and we don't have to stitch it together. So
that'll be a bug.
Anyway, yeah, this is really neat. They have like a docking area for the ships, right? And it's like numbered docking pads and different sizes for different whatever. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Let's see if I got some monies.
In some ways right now, I would say this is more accessible than Elite Dangerous because the autopilot does a lot of the basic work for you, like the docking and the flying and the time acceleration stuff. With Elite Dangerous, it's all manual stuff, which I enjoy, but okay, I got paid. I got money.
Where do you see your money, by the way? Is that your personal info?
Where do you see it? Where do you see it?
You know, that's another nice thing about this.
Economy and trade. So it's the information, that's the middle tab.
Uh-huh.
It says economy and trade. Like right now, I have 1,019 credits. Sorry, you were saying?
Where is this at?
It's the little eye icon, ship information, and then there are like 5 tabs, and it's the middle tab. It'll tell you how much cash you have.
Oh.
But it'll also tell you if you go to the market.
Oh, okay.
Tell you,
yeah, I got $1,000 now. So that's nice.
That's what you start with. Interplanetary cargo. Ooh. Wow, they really want you to do that interplanetary shit, but okay.
So this is kind of neat. By the way, you start with a passenger cabin, so you can haul one person. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Shit.
There's very rarely just one person that wants to go somewhere, especially
right. You are right.
So what's the deal? Why would I hire crew? I've never understood
I think once you get a larger ship, you hire crew for turrets and things,
Okay. I've never survived that long. So yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Want to make me another quick $25.
Woo! Yeah, $25.
That's right. Yeah, so my ship basically takes off on its own.
Yeah.
And has enough sense to keep its engines running while I figure out where I'm going. So that's
nice.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I'm going to Harkin. Okay, so the autopilot is on. It's doing its thing. Yeah, this is fun. And the only downside is you guys might find is there is a grind. There's going to be a grind with any game like this, with any kind of open world space trading game. There's always going to be an early grind.
Yeah, and this one
where you
seems
don't have
to
much of a ship.
More early grind because you don't even have a jump drive. So
I mean,
it's worst
you can
case.
Buy one. You can buy one.
Oh, right.
You can
off
buy
the bat.
A jump drive. Yeah, there's 700 credits for a class one.
Okay, well, cool.
But then you, like, lose all your cargo space. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I can sell a passenger cabin and get all that cargo. Oh, don't slam me into the planet. Okay. Oh, the autopilot did not slam me into the planet. It took me into the atmosphere, and now I'm skimming the planet
right. To
get to the base.
Yep, just like what happened with me. So
that is
cool.
Smarter than what Pioneer did, which is just slammed me into the planet. So in closing, folks, I just want to mention a show note. Next week we're talking about Orbiter. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, Orbiter's cool.
So we can talk. We're talking about that next week, and then I'm moving, so we're off for 2 weeks. We're off the last week of August and the first week of September, just because I want to get unpacked and get the internet sorted out and get everything sorted out before we do another podcast. So after next week, there's not going to be a podcast for 2 weeks. But then we're moving back to Tuesday nights, and that's going to be our permanent night. No switching to Wednesdays over the summer because we're in a one-bedroom and stuff. And I don't want to make Nicole, my girlfriend, be quiet for 2 hours while we record because now I'm going to have an office, and I could just shut the door. Folks, we're going to have no podcast for 2 weeks, and then we're returning to Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, permanently. So yay!
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, so we won't. That won't be it. So it'll be nice and consistent
permanently until the next time we switch it.
Well, hopefully we won't. I mean, we might switch. I'm hoping the only time we ever have to switch stuff is like when we have to do one of those early morning podcasts for someone in like Germany or something. Oh, wow. So I'm docking at this Harkin place and there are dozens of ships going back and forth. Mm-hmm.
I know.
So
right?
many that Very I think living. So many that I think my game just crashed.
Yeah. Well, freaking open broadcaster just crashed again. So
that's what you get.
I guess that's a good place to call it because it's not even. Reconnect. Yeah. Oh, no. It did finally reconnect.
So, folks, thank you for listening. As always, we'll be posting this up soonish. And again, if you have any suggestions for topics or guests, either put them in the comments or email us directly at hail@spacegamejunkie.com. There'll also be a link in the podcast post for that email address, as well as all these games.
Yeah, and go download Orbiter Space Sim now.
That's what we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about it, and that way you know what we're talking about. So, awesome. Because it's free.
Wow, this game totally crashed on me.
Yeah.
But Alpha. That's what happens. Alpha.
Yep.
Alpha. All right. Well, thanks. Anyway, thanks, Jim. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.